living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. Yo, 皆さん、マンガステイポッドキャストへようこそ。 Hey everybody, welcome to the マンガステイ podcast. I'm your host, as always, John Sensei, here to make your brain better with Nihongos, and to also make your life just that much better. It's also to make Ben cringe, the funny, terrible things that I say when messing up my English. It makes better. Today we are interviewing my dear friend Ben Everett, who I've known since I've started to learn Japanese. He is my senpai in every single way, including being able to speak, read, write, and translate. He also is one of those random people who excel at pretty much everything he does. It's just what he chooses to do. It's what he excels at.
Johnny's really good at building me up to something that I'm not, but I'll take it. That's fine.
Ben's the best. So we're interviewing my friend Ben Everett today. He's, but I want you to give an actual description of you, if that's not a good enough one.
I don't know. I'm just this kid from North Carolina who liked Japanese and wanted to learn it, so I did. Also, like, I live in the mountains. That's who I am.
That's actually pretty accurate. You're like a random blonde mountain man.
Yeah. It's my job.
That's what happens when you're a professional Boy Scout. Ben was the head translator for the... What number?
23rd.
23rd World Jamboree.
Yeah, World Jamboree.
And that was located in Japan, which he ended up not just translating for us needy English speakers, but Swedish people and Kazakh people.
Yeah, and I had the Kazakhs and the Belgian, like the Belgian contingent came to us. I got to be really good friends with them.
Really? So today we're probably going to mostly talk about how to make connections and how to leverage your Japanese a little bit, but really knowing that I've known Ben for a while now, who knows where this conversation can go. So hold on tight.
True.
So boy. Who are these Belgians? What do you do for the Belgians?
Okay, so the way the Jamboree worked out is each country had a tent that they were in charge of.
Okay.
And so they just kind of like put you everywhere. Like on one side of us was the Canadians. And we didn't work real well with them.
They were apologizing? Or?
Like, I don't know. They had a giant snow globe you can walk inside of. That was cool.
Yeah.
But on the other side of us, the one that we like did more with was the Belgians. And they were all about Smurfs. And so they had like hundreds of Smurfs everywhere.
What?
And like, yeah, because Smurfs came from Belgium. By the way, I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that. I know very little about Belgian stuff except for chocolate.
It's okay. I learned most of my stuff about Belgium in Hiroshima. So, you know, there's that.
That's where everyone learns their Belgian.
Yeah, why not?
So, wait. They were just like across there?
They were our next door neighbors. And so I just got to talk to them a lot. And like, so most of the American contingent were these old dudes who were like 50, 60, whatever. But all the Belgian contingent was like 20s, 30s.
Huh.
So that's much more my style.
Right.
Being a 20-something year old that I'm not going to say.
Ooh, the secret for all y'alls out there.
It's not really a secret.
So you ended up living, so you stayed in a capsule hotel.
I did.
And we're going to probably talk about that a little more, but you ended up making friends with a whole bunch of Swedes.
I did.
And then.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they sound like a lot of fun. I mean, it's not every day that, how did you put it? You just meet somebody at the beginning of the day and you end up naked with them in a tub at the end of the day?
Yeah, it was 3 hours after I met him for the first time. We were sitting together naked in a tub. That's what you do.
Because Japan.
Right?
For those of you who are slightly worried or just wondering, how can I get three Swedish men into my bathtub? It was the onsen, so calm down.
Or you can just ask me. I have tips on that, too.
He may have tips on that, too. I don't know how much... We may talk about that in the Japanese portion of this conversation. But, okay, first off, I've never seen in the capsule hotel. I've had my mentor stay in the capsule hotel, but how was the capsule hotel? Do you have, like, the little screen that closes you in? Or is
yeah, no, so there is a little, like, screen that you can put in. It was kind of cool. There's a TV in there, and there's, like, a remote and a whole entertainment console off on the side.
Really?
So you can, like, do whatever you want. And it was enough so that I could, like, sit up straight, kind of, like, lean against the back if I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I didn't feel super claustrophobic. And they've got a place where you can check all of your luggage.
Okay.
So you just, like, I've got all this stuff. I'll just check this up front. And it's separated. Men go this side, women go this side.
Okay. But like, I don't know. Can you hear your neighbors like either side? Like not one guy really. Snores beside you. Like, are you gonna hear him?
Like, I thought it was gonna be a problem, but like, I really didn't have any issue at all. Like with sound. Also, I just sat there and watched the news. So like, there's that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, have fear what's going on.
Maybe
the
I
day.
Was the loud one.
Maybe you're like, who's listening to their television still? Interesting. So when jet lag does happen. So what, you went there first for the jamboree this time?
Yep.
You go sign up. You go to, it was in Shinjuku, right?
The capital hotel was, yeah.
So you just like ran right from the airport from that. Do you go to Narita or Haneda?
I went through Narita.
Narita. So you just went through Narita into Shinjuku, found a random capsule hotel, and just like, can I stay here? Or like,
I mean, yeah, I kind of looked ahead of time to see what ones were around, and then so. My secret of whenever I travel is I McDonald's hop across countries,
right?
Because of free Wi-Fi.
You know, why don't you get the egg? You know about the egg, right? You just get like a Wi-Fi.
I mean, that's
egg.
Cool and all, but I'm cheap and poor.
Fair enough.
And McDonald's are easy to spot and find.
This is true. I mean, you don't have to speak the language. Be like, where are the golden arches?
Right.
Although Useful. They do have in Japan. If you've never had like McDonald's in Japan, having like. They have weird specials.
Shaka Shaka Chicken.
Shaka Shaka Chicken is awesome. Or like the wasabi dipping sauce they have for the chicken McNuggets.
Oh, that's always good.
That's awesome.
I had a weakness for their dollar any size fries.
Dollar any size fries, yes. Yeah,
they had that in Hiroshima, and I'd be coming home, and I would just grab a large fry and eat it on my way home because I'm a filthy American.
Well, what are you going to do? You know what? When I was in Japan, when I was living in Nagoya area, they had one of the few Burger Kings.
Oh.
But the thing about Burger King in Japan, during the sale they had there, and I don't know why they did it, it was a poor decision because Americans and Kiwis lived around there. I had some Kiwi friends. And they had an all-you-can-eat burger special.
Oh, bad plan.
So I hadn't had burgers at this point in like 19 months or so. And I mentioned, like, Burger King's not a bad burger for, like, fast food burgers. True. And being in Japan, it's going to be better than it is in the States.
Very true.
So I was able to go into the burger joint, and I'm not kidding. I had four burgers in the hat, a little bit of the fifth one. I was like, I'm done. Tried. There was a guy from the area where I lived, a Kiwi, who had 9 burgers.
Oh, jeez.
And he only paid, you know, the $9 it takes to get into the freaking store. It was amazing. Which is why you'll never find an all-you-can-eat Burger King in, like, Utah.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
Hawaii, all-you-can-eat burger. You have, like, my cousin come up with the tongue. I'm ready.
That's how stores go out of business.
Yeah, you and Megan passed lunch. It was with a whole bunch of Polly's or somebody.
Shit, what was that? There was a pizza joint in Japan that used to do an all-you-can-eat pizza.
Was that a Pizza Hut thing?
It wasn't Pizza Hut. It was, like, a local-only place. Huh. And then, like, you'd go there, and they would have, like, whoever had eaten the most.
Right.
And it was always, always a dude in a shirt and tie and a name tag.
The Mormons were here.
I'm relatively positive we ate them out of business. Like,
oh, no.
Because they don't exist anywhere. They used to be all over Japan. Now right. They only exist in Okinawa.
That's ridiculous. That's so. For those of you who aren't familiar, Ben and I are both Mormons. We both my initial exposure to Japan. Ben's not wasn't you had
yeah school a little experience, earlier.
Was going to Japan to serve as Mormon missionaries and to talk to people about, you know, the very personal topic of religion, which everyone in Japan wants to talk about.
Right, everyone loves religion in Japan.
Everyone loves religion in America and London and Australia, wherever you're listening to this. But you know. Those two white guys knocking your door. Hey, what you doing? Jesus.
Yeah, I've never seen like doors close so fast before.
I never got many of the doors. We just got like the little airphone boxes.
That's true.
You just like bing bong.
The Kekko boxes.
Because okay, so a couple episodes I talked about Kekko, which was basically mean I'm good. I'm good. It could be more like a polite way to say would you like more pie? Oh, no, thank you. Oh, Kekko this. But. Most often, not the way we heard it was, leave me the hell alone.
Yeah. That's an appropriate translation.
Yeah. I'm good. Nah, don't talk to me anymore. But so, back to the Capital Hotel and kind of running between different McDonald's to live off of their Wi-Fi and sitting there as the one random American in the corner trying to find a place to sleep. How don't do you jump around Japan so cheaply as a poor starving human being?
So I've made a lot of friends kind of in a lot of different places. And part of it was that missionary work that I did.
Right.
I got to, like, almost all of the people I lived with were Japanese people from all over Japan.
Right.
So I got really good contacts in about half of the prefectures there.
Okay.
And
but
so
you were mostly in your, like, the southern part, like the Kyushu, right?
Yeah. So I was mainly in Kyushu and Hiroshima were the people that I worked with.
Right.
But, like, my roommates that I would work with,
mm-hmm.
They were from Chiba. They were from Sendai area. They were from kind of all over.
You know the Tojo family in Kumamoto, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Best friend of that kid. I actually did the translation for Kumamoto Castle.
I went there, like, 3 times a month. It was so good.
Okay, okay. If you ever go to Kumamoto, they have a castle. It's a giant black castle. It got a little damage, I think, in the earthquake, didn't
it? Yeah, yeah, it did.
But it has, like, it's a ninja-proof castle.
You can go and test the ninja fortifications. It's so good.
They have a tunnel underneath the place with a whole bunch of sliding doors that people would hide behind, that you had to go through this dark tunnel to get to the Lord's quarters. So it legitimately has, like, spikes off the top and places to, like, have tactical advantages.
They've got these little murder holes. Like, that's the legitimate name for it is murder hole.
Yeah.
Where if people are trying to climb up, you just open it up and pour hot oil on them as they try to climb up your castle.
Because, you know, the anti-ninja things. And people, oh, man, it's one of the best places to go in Kumamoto. And, you know, Kumamon just makes it all super cute
right.
and stuff.
And if you can swing going there during, like, cherry blossom season.
That is true.
Cherry
blossom season is pretty in Kumamoto. I feel like it's, like, nicer. I don't know. Like, I hear it's really pretty in, like, Hokkaido area.
It's true, yeah.
I've heard of Hokkaido and even, like, Tohoku.
Yeah, yes. Because, like, northern Japan's going to be the prettiest as far as nature goes.
I think so. It's more, that's it's just more kinda like, how countryside, it goes. That area,
yeah.
Anyway. I still haven't made it any farther north than, like, Aizu. I think that's the furthest I've been north, is Aizu.
That's all right.
Well, it's just, like, it's the top of Tokyo. Like, that's
it's
it.
Hard.
It's hard. You have to, like, go basically just, like, Sendai and, like, kind of branch out from Sendai to like, go anywhere.
You have to have a very, like, firm, good reason to go up north if you're, like, a foreigner wanting to go up north.
I think most people want to end up going south because, like, the big cities are Tokyo, Osaka. Nagoya's kind of lame, honestly. Like, I've heard it's people say online that Nagoya's the most boring city in Japan.
Oh, no.
It's more boring than Fukuoka.
Dude, Fukuoka's fun, though.
Fukuoka's, like, the party city, and it's the fashion capital.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. And they have a lot of good cities really close. I mean, you can get to Hiroshima fairly quickly. You can get to, like, Sasebo fairly quickly from the military base. You can get to, like, Kumamoto fairly quickly.
Beppu. Most people...
Beppu.
Most foreigners don't know about Beppu, but... To Japan, Beppu is like the hot spring capital of Japan.
I haven't been to Beppu. I've been through Beppu. I remember stopped in Beppu. When I've been to the onsen, it's mostly like going to like late bottom part of Kyushu. But Beppu's awesome.
I'm just saying. So in Japan, they think that onsens, that hot springs, have healing properties, right?
Right, healing and they're just good for your health overall.
Yeah. So the very first hospital in Japan was actually built in Beppu.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about that. I've heard of this. They've actually had cool surgeries have been done too, right?
Yeah. That's the first surgery. It was done by a foreigner. I believe
Dutch
he's
guy,
from
right?
Holland. Yeah. Came over, did the first surgery, and it was in Beppu, so that when they were done, they could go to the onsen to recuperate.
Yeah. Because, actually, I hear that's pretty good for you in general. I know, like, when you have, like, intestinal issues, they want to, like, put you in, like, hot water so, like, things kind of pass through easier, and it's also good for your stomach.
You know, and also they have the, it's called... The Jigoku Meguri?
Jigoku Meguri.
Yeah, the Tour of Hell.
Yeah.
It's, it's like something like 7 different onsens that you can, like, go, and you go to each one, and you just do this tour of the 7 layers of hell, and they're all hot springs, and it's the coolest thing. Like, if you've ever seen pictures of monkeys going into the hot springs and just chillaxing, half of those are probably in Beppu.
The other half's in Nagano, though.
Yeah.
Nagano.
Those are the two, like,
big
monkey hot springs.
Although, what do you like better? Do you like Ofudo better, or do you like the onsen better? Because the Ofudo has a whole bunch of different types of pools.
Yeah.
Like, you can do, like, the cold pool. You can do, like, the electric pool.
My favorite ones are the mixers.
Okay.
So, the one that I went to...
That's kind of playing half the line, though.
I'm sorry, but that's the best. When I went to the one in Tokyo, they had an indoor section and an outdoor section.
Uh-huh.
And the indoor was all Ofudo.
And you could like go to the super hot, the medium hot, the mm-hmm. cold, whatever you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then you went outside and they had this very like natural hot spring going on where right. they had like this rock formation and uh-huh. all this stuff. And so you could like spend time in both of them.
Okay. That's not bad. I do like, although I like the Ofuro, I feel personally better just because I like the mineral one. Mm-hmm. The mineral one's really, really nice.
True, true.
And I like being able to take a dunk in the cold bath before I get out.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Because, like, you go through the whole hot bath. I like the it's illegal in a lot of places now, like the denchi ofuro.
Well, yes, because people are dumb.
Yes, because people are dumb. But, like, I went to, like, a pretty, like, not sketchy one, but definitely, like, chotto yabai.
I mean, okay, if I'm going to look for a hot spring, I'm usually stay away from sketch. Like,
but it's like
of things that are sketched that I wouldn't want to get close. Onsens are definitely like.
Well, like there were other people there. Like, there are other people there, but they all had tattoos.
Which, by the way, if you have like a tattoo and you try to go into an onsen in Japan, you're probably going to get kicked out.
Yeah, so just make sure you know which ones you can go to. If you're in a bigger city where there are like a lot of foreigners, like if you're in Tokyo, you're pretty safe.
Yeah,
honestly,
true.
Even in Osaka, some areas you're kind of safe, but. Other than that, you have to, like, ask them at the beginning of, like, when you go in, hey, I have a irezumi. Is it okay? It's very small. It's on my ankle, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And it depends. It's a lot easier if you tell them beforehand and where it's at than going in there stripping naked and then just being like, hey, I have this Guess giant, what? Like, you know, picture of Pumbaa on my back. Like,
clear the savannah after every meal.
I want no, I'm not going to start with the Pumbaa jokes.
It'll That's enough. Not in front of the kids.
Not for the kids. Well, considering my audience, I don't think most of them are children.
Anyway.
Tony.
Tony Crackers. That's Tony what crackers. We used to go.
Tony Choppa.
Oh, jeez.
I've been watching a little too much One Piece lately, guys. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. But before we get too far, we are going to probably, as effective as this first half of the conversation goes, I am going to start, we are going to transition now into speaking exclusively Japanese. Now, mind you, we are two white guys that are speaking Japanese to each other, but this is a great opportunity for some listening. If you only know the word konnichiwa, try to catch konnichiwa in our sentence, in our conversation. If you can do 101 Japanese and you know the basic particles, try to catch those in our sentences. This is a great opportunity to hear someone who's gone through the motions, learned the language, had the whole lesson thing, studied through the textbooks, and then had the experience in Japan. Now, if you are better than us, which is likely that you are better than me, maybe not Ben.
No, you're probably better.
It's a great opportunity to find the mistakes and maybe even find some words that you may not be necessarily familiar with or try to find a way to improve your Japanese as well. Demo. それではもっとジャンボリーニの話に戻ってくるんですけれども、
はいはい、
あのベルギーの友達をできただけではなくて、
うん、
カザクのやつもできたんじゃないですか、
は
い、
できました
で、まあ、できましたなんかその丁寧に話す
ようになって、いやできたよできたよ
できたんでそれはどういう話で
そうよねなんか、うん、ジャンボリーではなんかすごく熱くて、
はい、
あのいろんな、うん、なんていうかな遺留的な問題が湧いてきました、
はい、確かにボイスカウツの関係からさ
そうそうでなんか私の、まあ、ジャンブリューの経験は半分ぐらいは病院で、はい、あの
半分
約束する、うん、
えそうなんだ
ほとんどは半分ぐらいで、まあ、病院とかあのインファーマリーとか、
はい、
そういうあの医療テントでよくなんか通訳しました、
はい、ジャンブリューに行った前行った前に、あの、医科学とか、それについて勉強していったの？
してなかった。
してなかったんじゃん！
で、まあ、なんか、それは、なんか、これを習うべきだなと思って。で、なんか、一生懸命。
もう、確かに、もし、ここに行った人がいるなら、なんか、それ、必ず、なんか、訳する人だからし。
そう、そう、そう、そう。で、なんか、すごく勉強になったよ。
確かにね。
まあ、今まで一番習ったの語彙を増やした時は多分ジャンブリーの頃。すごく語彙が増やした。
確か。でもそれはどうしたの？
なんか、まあ、医学的なこと。
はい。
で、あの、まあ、アクティビティに関するいろんなこと。
あとなんかあの自衛隊の、あの専攻に入った時に、あのまあ自衛隊のことを全く知らずに行ったが、まあその専攻にいる間、あのその船長と、あのまあ通訳する必要があって、でまあ軍なんていうかな。
海軍、
まあ、海軍なんだけど、なんか海軍に対する言葉もなんか
軍隊的な言葉、
そうそうそう、
okay. まあ、
軍隊的
兵軍語かな、覚えてない、
わからないけど軍に対する言葉、
はい、確か。でもそのカザックのことで、
そう
それはインファミリーだった、
それは病院でした、
病院か、はい、
そうそうそう、その病院で、まあ一応あのそのまあ指導者が、
はい、
あの病院に入って、
はい、
あなんだっけ、体格、退院する、
うん、
あ退院する時が来たら、あ保険、
うん、保険、
保険を払う必要がありました。
あ
で彼らはカザックの人なので、
はい、
あのカザックの保険を持ってました。
うん、
でその
旅行保険がなかったの？
なかった。
うん、
それはすごくなんか
それ問題だな。
Yes。で、あのそのカザクの人があの退院するためにあの、はい、その保険を払う必要があって、でその保険を払うにはそのなんだっけ、あまあとりあえずその病院からのなんていうかな、
保険証明書？
違います。まあ英語で release papers なんだけど、
まあいいや。
日本語で忘れたけど、あのそれを通訳する、あ翻訳する必要があった。
翻訳だな。うん、
で、あのその家族のあのまあ保険が日本語を読めなくて、でも英語を読める。
オッケ
ー。でその家族の人が私に来て、
うん。
23歳の私に来て。
カザックさんの人が何歳だったの？
あ、多分50代。
大先輩か。
大先輩よ。で、すごくなんか不安しながら、あの、まあ、頑張って、その、release papers を翻訳しました。
はい、
で、その、日本語から英語になって、で、彼らが英語からカザク語になって、で、そのカザク語が保険の会社に行って、
はい、
ようやくあのできました。
ええー。
それは一日中でした。たったの一日にできた。
その一日中になんかいろんな言葉を調べたり、どうやってその知らない単語を調べ、なんか多分難しそうな文法も使って、かもしらんじゃん。
まあなんか文法的には簡単でした。
簡単なの。OK。
なんか文法的には OK なんだけど、はい、あの単語がすごく難しかった。
確かにね、なんか医学だったらさ。
そう。で問題はあのジャンブリーの途中で私のあの電子辞書が壊した。
壊したの？
うん。
え、どうやって？
なんか誰かが座っちゃった。
座っちゃった。
座って潰しちゃった。
僕もだよ、ほら、僕は日本からあのアメリカ の帰る時だったけど、僕は普通の自転がのスーツケースに入れちゃって、うん、荷物が運んでる人が飛んじゃってて、逃げたからもうバーンと壊しちゃったり、もうバッテンとかは問題なかったけど、なんかスクリーンが、
それや、
全然。
画面が一番。
画面ださ。全然今使わないし、なんかいつなんか褒めにあってなんかプリクルもなんか
でしょ、
なんいつもなんか貼っておるし、
うん、いやーよ、その電子辞書5年間使ってた。でなんかジャンブリーはようやくなくなった。
いやー、新しいやつまだ買ってない。
なぜなら、
はい、
なぜならあのスマホを買って、スマホの辞書は、なんか、使えるようになりました。
なるほど。今はどういう辞書を使っとる？
今は、
Android なの？
あの、ま、なんか、アップをダウンして、
うん、
あの、今は辞書という
ああ、辞書の
辞書。
ああ。
ただ辞書。
それはね、ああ、これは、ああ、見たことある、これ。
これはなんか、なんか、うん、まあ、大丈夫。
大丈夫。
使える。あの、うん、一番いい辞書とは言えないけど、
うん、
とりあえず使える。
文法的にはどう？
文法は、あかん。
あかんか。みんな知ってるかどうかわからへんけどさ、ベン君が、あの、少し関西を買っとるので、あかんというのはダメだという言葉で。
そう、あかんというのは、
ダメ。
できない。ダメ。
ダメだ。実はね、あの、僕の最初の、あの、住んでる地域と、最後のところも、あの、正直に言うと、名古屋弁じゃなくて、関西も言えないし、ただその方言2つが混じってるところだった。
へぇ。
ですから何しとんねんという人もいたし、あかんも、あかんも言う人もいた。
あかんは便利よ。
便利でしょ？なんか、あかんだわ、しとるとか。あ
の、よくしとるよるよ。
しとるよるし、何々ねんとか。
うん。
それもあった。
へぇ。
ですからまだ喋れないけど、なんとなく分かってくる。
へぇ。
関西だったら。
それはなんか、まあ、方言は難しいよ。
でしょ？超難しい。俺はさ、名古屋に入ってた時に、少し愛知県じゃなくて岐阜県の上に平田君や僕のなんかお気に入りのところで、
うんうん
うん、すごい強いな方言があるんですよ。
だろう。
だろう。なんか田舎だし、名古屋とかの関西の中にあるし、すごい山の中にあるもあるし、すごい分からない人も何人がいた。
山人。
そう、山人。で、あの、お元気ですかの代わりに、豆なかなと言うんです
よ。何それ？
豆なかな、なんか豆、なんか納豆の目、うん、豆が、その糖が、ま、のその豆だ。
何それ
でしょ？豆なかな？豆なかなは、え、豆なかな？これは豆かな？と思っちゃって。え、何が豆なの？それし、あの、子供って孫だったら、俺の子だったら、B という。
B という。
B。
B さん。
B。ただ B です。B ちゃんじゃなくて B。美しの B だ。
美人の B の B。
そう。B だ。B。そして、男の子孫だったら、棒だ。
棒。坊やの棒？
うん。
だらい？
うん。それは。ビーと棒は豆なかな？ビボだ。
なにそれ。
本当の火だべなよ。
怠け者。
怠け者。他のなんか、面白い方言ある関西って。
なんだれ。まあ、僕はほとんど関西じゃない。
うん、
ほとんどは、まあ、福岡の辺で。
そう、何々県とか、米とか。
そうそう。
つけるんでしょ？
うん。まあ、めっちゃ。
めっちゃはどこでも言うんですよ。
超、
うん。超も同じ。
超も。ぶち。
ぶちは今日分からへん。
ぶちは超。
ぶちは超？
ぶちかわえーとか。
ええ
ー。
うん。僕の、なんか、僕は、あの、東条くん。
うん。
成明くん。彼がさ、何々べと何回もつけてて。
そうよね。
それはよ？
まあ、うん、ぼ。べはよ。
べはよ。いや。
いや、ぶち。ぶちもなんか、楽しい。ぶちは楽しい。
ぶちだべというの。
うん、ぶちやべ
あれ？いや、もうおかしいだ、それ。それはさ、みんな。もし日本に行ったらさ、自分で習った言葉は多分東京弁だなと思っちゃうし、もしなんか、うん、東京以外にどこでも行っちゃっても、もう方言がすごいし、
うん、そう。
特に田舎だな。収穫が超難しそう。収穫にいたら誰でも分からないそうだ。
いや、でも、なんか、みんな方言語分かるから。まあなんか自分から、方言、
はい、
なんか、まあ東京弁を使うと、誰でも
分かる。はい、分かる。沖縄人でもわかる。
うん、沖縄はね、
沖縄
デビルとか。
そう、それは他の言語だよ。それは
沖縄弁じゃなく、沖縄語だ。
沖縄語だ。沖縄弁じゃなくて、その通りだ。でも前に話してた、方言に間違えて面白い間違い話があるそうだ。それ教えてくれ。
そうよね。多分私の 今中の一番大きな間違いの話とことですね。確か。そう、じゃあ、私は日本になんかすごく初めて来た時に、なんかいい印象残したいよね。特になんか大事にしたな。でしょ？そう。 で、なんか英語の授業を教えて、いろんな面白い方言とか、なんだっけ、イディアム、そうですよね。イディアムを教えた。で、その教えてから、日本の面白いイディアムを学びたかった。で、尋ねた時、ほっぺが落ちたというのが出た。で、ほっぺが落ちたというのは、 食べ物はぶち美味しくて、ぶち美味しい、ぶち美味しいというのこと。で、私は聞き取りが下手だ。で、その下手な聞き取りが、ほっぺを間違えた。ほっぺの代わりにおっぱいと言ってしまった。
あっさー。で、私はおっぱいのことを全く分からずに、ほっぺが落ちたと叫んだ。で、みんな、みんなは大笑い崩した。また、私は全く何も分からずに言っちゃった。でしょ？そういう意味で、おっぱいが落ちた。で、それから一生忘れない。ほっぺ、ほっぺ、ほっぺ。
が落ちた。ほっぺの代わりに名古屋とか、ほほほも言うんだよ。ほほほほ。でも、ほっぺが名古屋と関西の方が言うんだ。いやー。じゃあ、みんな、もし、そういう問題があったら、そういうおかしい日本語を使っちゃったら、これは結構だ。みんなそうだよ。 みんなは同じ話があるかもしれん。多分知らないことばでも大丈夫。ほっぺでも僕はチキンのチカンの違いだし。何回も何回も誰かその間違いを起こしてしまうんだ。ですから心配するな、みんな。それでさ、最後の質問になるんだかもしれないけど、今のところで多分観客が聞いてる。僕は日本語を学びたい。すごく学びたい。 でもどうやって学べばいいのか全然知らないんだ。難しい。難しいでしょ。そういう人に自信を持つように上限英語で教えてくれ。お、オッケー。
If you're just learning Japanese and you're trying to figure out what you're gonna do, just go for it. Like, I used to be so afraid that I had to say everything perfect, and I never said anything. And then once I got, by the time I met Johnny, I was only speaking in Japanese.
Yeah, I didn't hear you speak English for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Johnny had never heard me speak English until, like, I'd known him for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's weird. Also, I spoke terrible, terrible Japanese.
Better than mine at the time.
That's fine. but, like, what was fun is I made it fun for me. I wanted to, because I was dumb, I tried to translate songs from Wicked.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember this. One night, someone brought out a Wicked CD and I tried to sing it in Japanese because I had told myself I wasn't going to speak English.
Clothing unadulterated. What did you do?
I was like, kirai, dai kirai, anata. It was bad. It was so bad. But because it became like a game for me, just trying to put in random words, like even if it was the worst Japanese I've ever done, It got me like thinking in Japanese more than I would have otherwise.
Right.
And so because I did something so ridiculous, it stuck.
Yeah, and I think that's what one thing that you taught me at the beginning that really helped me was like when I was thinking, you taught me sugiru.
Mm.
And then what I remember sugiru was I don't know why it stuck, but you're like, it's a roller coaster called the sugiru. And if you wrote it so much, you threw up because you wrote it too much. And so I was like, sugiru. And I'm like, that's the sound that makes you throw up. Sugiru. And that, unfortunately, stuck in my head. And now I'll never forget it. It was a mnemonic device at first, but eventually translated into my normal Japanese.
I'm glad I could have throw up be my impression
that's,
on you.
That's my impression of you. That and you, the first time you were like, you need to work with your team. So if Ben were to like jump this by himself, and they set like this unrealistic like jumping distance, and then he like just completely does it all by himself, and he just like destroys their metaphor completely. That's probably my first, because that was my second day.
Yeah, that was day two though.
That was day two at the training center. I was just like, oh my gosh. Like,
that was week seven for me, so whatever.
That's true, that's true. And then I had to deal with my lovely roommate. He actually listens to this every day.
Does he?
Yeah. So good.
I said it, y'all.
So this awarded time in Mina, boy to Ginesai. Moshi, Nihongo de Pedi Ninari Kainara, Suri Nozomi Ate, Solo Kokuzas de Mochi, Machi Gai Surioni, Dori Oksimasho, Sureja Ishoni.
I like that.